Haines and Skagway residents hear about the rules and challenges around getting into the marijuana business. And teachers say there isn't room for Chilkat Valley Preschool in the Haines School. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Highway was blocked by 3 mudslides Friday for several hours after prolonged heavy rain. The largest slide was at 19 Mile and was about 6 feet deep, according to Captain Michael Duxbury with the Alaska State Troopers in Ketchikan. He said no damage or injuries were reported and that they don't know the extent of damage to the road. On Sunday afternoon, the road was clear but muddy with heavy equipment parked nearby. With heavy rain and wind overnight and this morning, there's a threat of more slides in that area, and residents traveling that stretch should use caution. The final votes in Skagway's municipal election were tallied and certified late last week. The final count did not alter the fate of the Tidelands lease ordinance. It was rejected by a vote of 383-167. The closest race was between Jay Burnham and write-in candidate David Brenna for a borough assembly seat. Burnham won with 229 votes. Write-in candidate Brenna received 187 votes. The other borough assembly seat goes to Steve Burnham Jr., who led the assembly race and won re-election with 333 votes. Another write-in assembly candidate, Mavis Irene Henriksen, totaled 95 votes. Mark Schaefer was re-elected mayor with 312 votes. Roger Griffin, his challenger, garnered a total of 213 votes. School board candidate John Hischer received 474 votes in an uncontested race. 552 people cast votes out of 1,019 registered voters. That makes voter turnout 54%, which is the highest rate since 2005. It was a packed house at Haines Assembly Chambers on Tuesday for an informational session and public forum on marijuana and the regulations coming down the pipe. Haines and Skagway have not decided how they will handle the sale of marijuana and its products, but the conversation is starting. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The legalization of pot in Alaska has a long and fuzzy past. It's been sort of legal for decades, but last fall, voters passed Ballot Measure 2, a bill that made marijuana legal for those 21 or older and would tax and regulate the production, sale, and use of marijuana in the state. Cynthia Franklin, the director of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and the Marijuana Control Board, spoke to locals in Haines and Skagway last week. The goal of the sessions was to clear up misconceptions around regulations on selling marijuana and related products. The Marijuana Board is tasked with creating regulations around licensed marijuana establishments. Currently, a draft of those rules around pot businesses are up for public comment on the state's website. The fact that weed is still illegal on the federal level is confusing and makes it more difficult for companies to get off the ground.
They can, and in the case of Montana, have come in and busted out our licensees, okay? Come into a place that is trying to comply with state regulations and that believes they're operating in a perfectly legal manner and charge them with a federal crime. We don't want that.
Obtaining a marijuana business license is similar to getting a liquor license, with one big difference. There are a finite number of liquor licenses available regionally within the state, and so they can be bought and sold privately at an inflated price. The number of marijuana business licenses, which will cost $5,000, will not be limited.
Ultimately, the free market will determine how many marijuana licenses are supported in this state.
Franklin also touched on local option. A community can vote to ban marijuana establishments completely. A town can also decide how much to tax products, where businesses can be situated, as well as how many can be set up. She said the state won't issue a license if it is a violation of local laws. It's still up in the air what Haines and Skagway will do. If all goes well in the regulatory process, the state will start accepting applications for pot-related businesses on February 24, 2016. The state will then dole out licenses on May 24th.
If you make the mistake of going and reading articles and reading the comments, you would become convinced that we were late or we were dragging our feet or we were never going to make this happen. But in fact, we have miraculously stayed on an incredibly tight and what some people would say a nearly impossible schedule.
There's a Haines Borough Assembly public meeting slated for October 28th to discuss the potential for businesses in Haines. There are four types of establishments laid out in the ballot measure: retail stores, cultivation operations, product manufacturing facilities, and testing services. Future marijuana-related businesses in Southeast will have to overcome a myriad of challenges to even open their doors. One of the biggest is transportation. Licensees have to track where they get their pot from, if it comes outside their home community. Border crossings, airlines, and ferries all have hefty restrictions. But the pot has to be tested for potency before it is sold. That means that the pot would have to be tested with equipment that runs over $100,000 in Haines and Skagway.
It's a problem. I'm not saying it's not a problem. I'm just saying that it remains to be seen what will be done and how creative people will be able to get. It is the hope, and it was the discussion of the board, that the testing equipment could be transported into communities that needed testing.
Christine Harder owns Buckshot and Bobby Pins in Skagway. She ran her store in Haines for several years before relocating. She was vocal at last week's forum, along with others who are interested in starting marijuana enterprises. Last month in Skagway, Harder said the potential for local regulations might just make things more complicated than they need to be.
I see it as just more burdensome, extra taxes, and sometimes I feel when I listen to candidates talking about wanting to bring this in and how it's good for the community, I feel like they're just playing to those who they think would not support it in any other way unless they were getting local taxes. And I'm not always sure that more tax is a good thing.
She said that over the summer in Skagway, she had lots of tourists asking where to buy marijuana edibles, but she had to tell them that yes, pot is legal, but the details on selling it haven't been worked out yet. She said when the application process begins in February, she'll be ready.
Well, I sure have the space for it, and I am off Broadway, but it would be like me and everybody else in town will be applying for the license. Have I saved the $5,000? Yes.
Written comments on the regulatory draft will be accepted until November 11th on the state's website. Oral comments will be taken on October 15th and 16th in person and via telephone. You can find a link to the comments section on our website at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
The Haines School Board is holding a workshop later this month to talk about the possibility of housing Chilkat Valley Preschool in the school building. Last year, then-Superintendent Ginger Jewell drew up a tentative agreement with the preschool that was approved by the school board. It said the administration would work with the preschool to potentially house the early education nonprofit in the Haines School building. The preschool has been searching for a new home for a while, since they were given a deadline to move out of their borough-owned building. Jewell resigned as superintendent after a year, and since then, interim superintendent Rich Carlson has looked into the preschool situation. Carlson says his impression is that Jewell did not do any research on what housing the preschool would mean. He says there are unintended consequences to accepting that responsibility. For one, district funding could be affected. Carlson says there's no way that moving the preschool into the building could happen with zero expense to the district. At Tuesday's school board meeting, three teachers said there already isn't enough room in the school for K through 12 students. Lily Boron teaches in the high school.
Any day of the week, you'll see teachers working with students in the halls because there is not a room. You'll see teachers working in closets, so we don't have sufficient space for the students that we currently serve.
Boron and teacher Lisa Andreessen said staff did not have the opportunity last year to give input in the preschool agreement. Andreessen read a statement from the Haines Education Association.
We believe that moving the Chilkat Valley Preschool into the school will not provide a solution, but rather introduce new problems for the district staff and students. We ask you to consider all aspects of what a move might entail and preserve the quality of our environment so that it remains a successful, nurturing place for our students.
Middle school teacher Pete Deggan echoed Boron and Andreessen's comments.
The need for space to work is something that hits me every single day.
Deggan said the current mission of the school district is to serve K through 12 students. He told the school board, if you want to serve pre-K through 12, then you need to revisit your vision of the district. Preschool board president Alyssa Henry also spoke at the meeting. She said in a small community, people need to support each other.
But preschool is coming into this completely flexible and open-minded. We're not demanding anything. We just want to make it work, and we want to make it easy for everyone. We don't really want to feel unwelcome, you know. That doesn't feel good. So I really hope that we can focus on the benefits of how this will help.
The school board listened to the public comments but didn't discuss the preschool at the meeting. Instead, they scheduled a workshop to talk the situation over on October 28th at 7 p.m. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.